Welcome back to Best Friends Review. I am Mika, and I will be continuing to review this current season of All Star 6. We are on episode 3, that's right, Side Hustles. So let's just sort of dive right into the episode. So we're back in the workroom after Jiggly's elimination. Yeah, sad to see Jiggly go. I didn't want to see her go, but the damn sewing challenge. But it's okay. Let's congratulate Raja. I'm just thinking of something else. But let's congratulate Raja. I thought Raja did do a very good job in the blue ball that was last week. So after everyone congratulates Raja, we get to the lipsticks. And we have 9 lipsticks for Jiggly and 2 for Yara. Ooh, Yara. Can I not say words today? That might be where I'm at. Ginger gets emotional because she knows Jiggly will see that she voted for her. This sort of brings up the question, like, are we voting on track record? Are we voting to save our friends? Like, what are we doing here exactly? In my own sort of world, if I was in Jiggly's position, I wouldn't, and I genuinely thought I did the worst, I would definitely want my friend to vote based on the criteria for the challenge. So either I did well or I did not do well. I wouldn't want someone like stringing me along if they didn't think that I was competition or that I, you know, was doing well in the show. That being said, Jiggly shouldn't have been up for elimination anyway, period. But I already talked about that. So if you would like to know my thoughts about that, you can go back and watch the second episode. Here we are. I don't need to revisit this, but I feel like Ginger crying, I feel like it was authentic. I do think that it's sort of like calculated, like I need to, well, it could be calculated and genuine, I don't know. I need to like express this thing like, hey, I voted for you, I'm tearing up, da 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 da. And I'm pretty sure they already, you know, talked about it, so this was not like a shock to Jiggly, like, hey, one of my friends voted for me. That being said, we have Trinity who voted for Yara, and she said that it was because she thought Jiggly put in more work. That sounds like bullshit, and I love how Kylie's like, I don't think that's what it was, Trinity. So Trinity out here bullshitting. But you know what? Maybe she wasn't. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's like, yeah, I thought Jiggly put in more effort. And also you voted for me, so I'm voting for you. That is probably the truth. So the next day, the contestants come in and they read the farewell message. It's been real. You may call me Jiggly, which is very sweet and to the point. Lipstick message from Jiggly Caliente Bianca. So there's no Rue. Well, there's no like mini challenge this week. I was gonna say there's no Rue mail. Like they don't even call it that. It's like she already didn't have hers. But I feel like in the grand scheme of things, it should just be called Rue mail. Maybe not. So we have Rue coming in to tell the contestants that they're going to be working in teams, which is, yikes, to create a side hustle commercials. I like this idea. It is not a new idea, but it is generally a funny sort of challenge that the contestants get to work with. So I'm all here for it. The one thing that was sort of like strange or weird, or I feel like this was the first time they ever did this on Drag Race, is that the teams were based off of height, which does seem like a very fair thing to do. But also from a production standpoint, they already know how tall everybody is. So this may work out in their favor to what they want to do exactly. Yeah, don't take anything for like Everything is done for a reason. I don't think they're just like haphazardly like, I guess we'll do height today. Like, no, there's something behind this. I think I may be wrong, but I don't think I am. So we need to go over the teams. We have Rinnequeen, which is Ginger, Icaria, Jan, and Silky. We have Fix It Bitch, which is Trinity K. Bonet, Pandora, Yada, Raja. And we have Exercise Queens, which is Kylie, Sonique Love, Scarlet Envy, and Eureka. I thought the teams, was an okay. Well, it's an okay pairing. I don't think anything was like. Well, there may have been a little riggery. I think every team has like a strong person as far as like acting is concerned. I would definitely say Ginger. Well, Ginger and Jan being in the team together, they're both really like strong in this suit. Scarlett won her first challenge doing an acting thing on her season. So Eureka also is a larger than life character. And I feel like for Fix It Bitch, I feel like we have, Pandora's good at acting. Yara's just a huge personality. So, and even Trinity was out there and did good. I feel like there were strong people for every group. So that is a good thing because you don't want to just see a group being the weakest of the week of the week of the week of the week. You don't want to see that. So let's get into a little bit more what like transpired in the workroom. So Pandora's on Fix It Bitch, and Pandora has some previous experience making commercials. So she feel like she has an advantage, and why wouldn't she if she's like, hey, I know how to do this, I'm good at this, we got this. And I really feel like Fix It Bitch, Pandora, this was her like moment to shine. And I think just from the show in general, Pandora's sort of been like competing, but like she's not been at the top for any of her like performances and the challenges. But I do feel like this was Pandora's day, and I feel like she really shined. And as an unofficial leader, she was a great leader. I will definitely say that about Pandora. Also, Yada seems a little bit bananas, but in a good way. I feel like Yara's very like endearing, even though they're like, we don't know what she's saying half the time, but it's like, you know what? It's entertaining. And remember, that is all you need to sort of do. As long as Rue is entertained, it is working, definitely. Next up, Raja asks Trinity and Yara if they're okay, which I'm like, why do you care, Raja? Like, it was just strange to me because it seemed like if they had some sort of issue, they'd probably like talk about it amongst themselves and not in this group setting where it has sort of nothing to do with the other two people that are in the group. So it was almost like, damn, stop bringing this up because she brings it up again later on in the show. So it just seemed weird. I'm like, did someone ask her to bring this up? Why? It just didn't sort of make sense. Maybe she was thinking about it. Maybe it was on her spirit. I don't know. But it just seemed like this is not warranted right now, Raja. Like, let's focus on the challenge at hand. Because I also think that, like, Yara not, like, pressed about it. And Trinity's like, okay, we still have a task to do. Even if I felt some sort of way, I wouldn't bring that into what's happening right now because Yara's on my team. I want to win. I don't want to be in the bottom, so I'm not gonna be here to like start any drama or bring drama into our group. But yeah, Roger, like, Roger's not a good look because it happens more than once. I'm like, whoever asked you to ask them these questions, like, I hope they gave you some money. They slid you like, here's 100. Can you go ask a question for us? Okay, I also thought that it was like cute that Scarlett didn't know what crunches were. And very much just like, yeah, we're doing it. And they're like, that's not a crunch. Well, this is the crunches that Scarlett does. That was a nice moment. And for Kylie, they sort of seem worried, simply because Scarlett and Eureka are like, we're gonna wing it or do a little improv, and Kylie's like, "Skirt, we're not. I'm a performer first and foremost. I would also like for a script so I know what I'm going off of." Which they assure Kylie, like, this is just an instance. If you see someone struggling, you can sort of like keep going with it and try to help them out, which is very nice of Eureka and Scarlett to like just bring that up. Like, hey, if we see you're sinking a little bit, we're gonna, try to help you, throw your lifeline, help a sister out, which salute. Next, Silky wants her team to keep it simple. I think Silky was gonna try to keep it simple. And I think this is like some like sort of foreshadowing for the rest of the episode. Like, Silky is talking about these things in the confessional. And I know I'm assuming they film afterwards, after the fact. But it's like, say something to them like, hey, I think we're doing too much. Or like, hey, maybe we could keep it a little bit more simple. Because Pandora's concept is it's not anything new. Like, this idea that you have to reinvent the wheel or do something. No, just go out there and be funny with whatever it is. Like, this is reminding me of Canada's Drag Race when it's Lemon. Oh God, I'm kind of giving something away. There were people who were performing in a challenge like this. There we go. That makes sense. And their concepts were nothing like revolutionary. They just took things from their own experiences and did it. So you kind of see the writings on the wall for Rent-A-Queen. It's just like, this isn't gonna work out really well. Also, I would be sort of not afraid, but very much aware of the fact that I'm in a group with Ginger, Minj, and Jan. So Akiria and Silky are like, I need to go way beyond what they do because they're gonna steal the show. Like, Ginger's always gonna be the moment. Like, she's gonna show up and perform, and so is Jan. So it's like you have to match their energy or far exceed it, or when the shit hits the fan and we see that it does, it's just kind of like they're not gonna send Ginger and Jan. They're not gonna put them in the bottom because they'd have to do something so egregious in the challenge, and they're not gonna do that. So I would have been very worried being Akiria and Silky in a group together with those two people. And as the future holds, we see how that turns out. Oh, I'm rambling on again, but here we go. So on set, I felt like it was very, very, very short. Like, from the finished product to what we saw them actually do on set, I would have thought this was gonna be a 20 seconds. And then we see, I will say that Rent-A-Queen had longer, but they did have, four people. They had a lot going on. But everything else seemed very like simple. I enjoyed Fix It Bitch as a team. It was just like, this is our concept. This is what we're doing. We're delivering it. There was very little like critique for the contestants for Fix It Bitch. I feel like they all just sort of like delivered. Exorcise Queens. Eureka, I feel like in this instance, her overacting made sense and it worked, and she did a really good job. She stole the show. And I remember, I feel like I was listening to maybe Bob's review, And Bob mentions that like Eureka could do the other roles, but doesn't think that Scarlett or Kylie could do Eureka's role, which I agree with, although it would have been interesting to see Kylie try to do something like that. But this was made for Eureka, this like obnoxious character who's crazy, and yeah, this was made for Eureka. Then Rinnequeen is just the entire thing just seemed like a struggle. Very that. I don't even like Silky's whole thing. It just seemed like you guys are doing a lot, and but is it like really bringing something for to the forefront? Something like standing out, or is just like another thing that we're doing? So yeah, I feel like they were like, okay, this is gonna be the bottom team, and we're gonna show all their blunders, and the other two teams, like, it was fine. So watching this, I'm like, uh-oh, Team Rinnequeen, this is looking a little bad. So elimination day is here, and Roger once again mentions the Trinity and Yara drama, and I'm like, why? Like, I'm so like, let it go. This is not a plot point. This is not a part of the storyline. It is over. Let it go. 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 So we have Silky sort of having her own like mirror moment where she's discussing that she's upset that she didn't get the love on her season. And I'm pretty sure that's like, can, well, it is like affecting Silky in a negative way. I'm pretty sure it's hard to put yourself out there and people get the wrong impression of you or don't realize that this show is just one aspect of something that I, do, that Silky might have been like loud on the show, but there's other sides of Silky, and to sort of pigeonhole her as like this loud, obnoxious, arrogant person just doesn't seem like a fair assertion, especially after the show. Well, so here's an example. Didn't particularly enjoy Shangela on season three, at the time watching it. Afterwards, after the show, I've enjoyed all the things that I've seen Shangela in. In the moment, as a viewer watching from home, I was not thrilled about Shangela, but it's weird when people like take it to like a next level and feel the need to at these people or get in their mentions or send them DMs or send them messages about how much you dislike or hate them or I can't believe you sent so and so home or blah 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 blah. It's really not that deep. I'm just here, and I can only speak for myself, to enjoy the show. I love a competition, and to really watch these creative people try to put themselves and their character out there for the world to see. So it sort of sucks that Silky, feels that during her season, the fans were like very mean to her. She wasn't getting booked for certain things. Her colleagues were also rude to her and spoke ill of her promoters. And Silky really wants to have this like vision of how she wants to be perceived. And I love how Akiria and Roger are just, very much there with her. Like, you got this, don't worry. You're amazing at what you do. So I wish that the contestants, would stop getting this hate that they get from the fan base, and that they within themselves can know that, like, hey, this is just a show that I'm doing. I'm so much more than this, and whatever opportunities come from it, don't miss out on those because you're trying to appease the fans. Like, do what you do, and there will be people out there who love what you do. That's my little rant for the day about this whole thing. Cause I watched Roscoe's with Jiggly and Silky. And I feel like there was still a little part of Silky that was just very like upset about how things turned out for her. But like Silky, like Icaria and Roger said, just do you. Really, that's all you can do. Okay, we're gonna take a break before we get into the runway. So I will be, or we, I like to say we will be right back. Hello and welcome back to Best Friends Review. So let's get right into the runway. The runway theme is Redemption Runways. A little tidbit. So they said that the contestants did not get to decide which runway they were gonna redo. They were told which runway they were gonna redo, which I feel like that's limiting just because it's up to the perception of production, I guess, if something was quote unquote bad. But you see, for a lot of these, it's just like, oh, Trinity, your promo wasn't bad, or Yara, your promo, or not promo, your entrance look, or entrance look, I'm sorry, promo. They weren't bad looks, but they have to redo them. It doesn't quite make sense, but here we are. So we have Rue walking out in this purple, sparkly number. I love it. I enjoy it. I like this hair that's we've seen a few times, but I still like it. Yeah, no qualms here. Great outfit. Raja would love to take this from Rue, probably. It's a great look. But let's get into the looks. So the first look we have up is Icaria. I think Icaria did a great job. She did get a lot of flack for the caftan that she wore on her season. I think it's fine though. I have no like sort of qualms with this. I do feel like it's almost that whatever's underneath the blue new bodysuit, I believe that's what that is. It's sort of the star as opposed to the sheer of the caftan. So that's my only sort of like qualm about it. Like, what if what was underneath was maybe a little bit more under? I'm more interested in what's underneath than this see-through fabric that she has on the outside of it. That's all. But Icaria never looks bad. Like, let's first start off there. So no qualms about that. Just a little curious about. I'm a curious. I'm gonna make this a thing. But yeah, Icaria looks good. And like I said, she didn't get to decide on which runway she was gonna redo. But I do think this is way more successful than the first go around with her butterfly not crafting. Next up, we have a one Miss Yuka O'Hara. I feel like compared to her last go around for this look, I think this one looks way more clean and polished, but the other one was just way more like it was a little rough around the edges. Kind of was given a different vibe, and I feel like this isn't given the exact same vibe. I like them both. That's what I'm getting at. I like both the first one and the second one. I see the relation in the second one. Like I said, this one's a little bit more cleaner looking than the first one, but the first one is still also good. So in this instance, I feel like they picked the wrong look for Eureka, but Eureka, even on her season, like Eureka had a lot of really great looks. She didn't, Eureka never really missed. So, what would they have picked, I guess, is the sort of question here. Also, Eureka always looks amazing in bodysuits. So, thanks. Next up, who do we have? It is Ginger Minj. Ginger. Positives. I like a lot of hair all the time, so you know that is one positive. I'm not completely sold on the face mask, but it is interesting. The rest of this is a outfit. I like where it's going. I don't know if this works for Ginger, and I feel like it's a proportion thing. So I feel like this may have been more successful on someone who's like 6 foot or taller. And yeah, that's where I'm going with this. I just really don't like it. That's all I can say. I'm sorry, Ginger. It's you know what? It's definitely out of the box. I will give Ginger that. I'm grasping for something positive to say. But I just think it's not great. And for it to be your look from All Stars that you're redoing, I don't know. I feel like they could have picked something different for Ginger. Because I feel like Ginger had a lot of moments that she could redo. So I'm just sort of curious why her All Stars 2 look was picked as opposed to something like the jet set runway from her season that they was not well received by the judges. But Ginger has a lot of looks that aren't always well received, so this is just another one. But you know what, Ginger, I feel like I'm talking directly to Ginger right now. I the talent's there. I just wish that the sort of looks roasted the same occasion. That's all. But Ginger. Let's go on before I delve even deeper into this. Next up is Jan. I didn't think anything was wrong with her entrance look. So this is another one where I'm like, maybe not the one to pick for Jan, but I don't think Jan didn't really have any sort of like bad looks on her season either. Even so, I feel like this is someone who they just had to pick something for, but I want them to pick an actual look that walked the runway. I don't want them to pick looks that were an entrance look or a promo look, because a lot of times for the promos, they don't get to wear what they brought. Sometimes they can bring something and they'll tell them no. So how do you know? I feel like, I think it was Yara or Trinity who was like, they made me wear that. So, but we're speaking about Jan. I like this outfit, the gown. It's very much on trend with what Jan does. I will say, yeah, it's okay. I'm not like, oh my god, blown away by it anyway, but Jan followed the assignment. I like that this isn't some like out of the box, like, you know, trying to think at 500 IQ to try to like make something different. Like she went with it. And for that, I am thankful, because sometimes it's just like thinking outside of the box too much is like you're not even on the same plane with the box sometimes. Sometimes it just like completely goes left and it's like, you know what? Do the assignment. And I think she did the assignment. Kylie's up next. Kylie is redoing her Snatch Game look. And they're picking Snatch Game looks. Like, I don't understand. I feel like it should be the same for everybody. It should be a runway look. We're already here. This is everything. I've seen the original look of this that is based off of from Lady Gaga. So I like that she's stuck in the same sort of wheelhouse with her character that she picked the first time. This is very elevated. I like the hair. I like the outfit. It is all working for me. Glasses say trust. Like, this is kind of badass. She looks like she might be like a villain in like a cheeky like comedy slash crime type thing or actiony type thing. She looks really good. I love Kylie. There we go. I said it. Put it down somewhere. Someone write that down. Next up is, well, next up, sorry, it was not loading. Next up, we have Pandora Box, and she's wearing a garment that is supposed to be a recreation of her All Stars one look. The Green Muppet thing. Yes, that's what it is. I get the color combo here, but I feel like it's such a departure from what she originally did that I don't see how they connect outside of the color story. So she did the assignment, but I feel like it should be an elevated version of something, not so completely different. In this instance, from her runway look. Yeah, it's not bad. I can't say that it's bad though. It's just like, what if it were like something just way more like grand from her look from that season? It's not bad. I'm not no dings here, Pandora, but also just like you didn't get to pick it. So you're kind of like, okay, this is what I have to work with. I have to create something new, but somewhat keep it similar. So the obvious choice is to take the like color palette and just transfer that to a new outfit. This new outfit though just isn't exciting. That's all it is. But thank you for doing the assignment, Pandora. Next up we have. Oh, next up we have Raja O'Hara. This was amazing. No qualms here. Yara looks, oh, not Yara, I'm sorry. Raja looks amazing. And I like the concept. She kept some of, she has the burlap as like a shawl, or I guess a fabric that she's incorporated into the outfit. She is more of the tree. She has plants and things growing out of her hair. They're placed on the bust. I like the shape. She did a really good job, and I'm pretty sure she probably made this herself, I would assume, from what Silky had said. So kudos to Raja for like coming out and looking amazing. Like she I get where Bob is coming from. Like I see the beauty, I'm feeling the beauty, I'm a part of this entire fantasy. So good on Raja. Very good on Raja. Who is next? Oh gosh. Wait. Wait. Oh, okay. I'm like, am I clicking on the right thing? Next up, we have Scarlet Envy. This is probably one of the most beautiful looks to ever hit the main stage of RuPaul's Drag Race ever. Like Scarlett is just, this is really wearing me out. And I'm not talking like that, but like this is something about it's like very like Sophia Loren. It's sexy, but it's beautiful. She looks expensive. It's everything. Like, I would love to see someone like show up on a red carpet and something like this. It's art and it's like drag combined and it's fashion all wrapped into one. This is amazing. And you can tell like Rue was like flabbergasted by it, I would say. Like, you did a really good job. And I will say for Scarlett, I felt like this is leaps bounds. It's extremely elevated from her entrance look. Now I'm kind of getting off that kick of like, well, they should all do the runway. This was a very good one for Scarlett to redo. And once again, I think that Scarlett didn't have a lot of faux pas on her season. I felt like her look was correct then and it's going to be correct now. That being said, this is amazing. This is good on you, Scarlett. Good on you. The designer who made this, good on them also. I hope like they get way more like work from this, because this is pretty amazing. Okay, next up we have Silky. I understand. Okay, Silky is redoing her makeover look that she did with somebody. I don't know if I'm like giving out spoilers, but I feel like if you're watching All Star 6, you should have watched previous seasons at this point, because it's like a lot of spoilers are in this. So her makeover look she did with Soju, which where's Soju? But that's a well, we all know. This is another story for another time. I see the sort of same pattern in the part of the fabric that's like on Silky's chest. The only difference is the color was blue and this time it's red. Unfortunately, Silky sort of has had a lot of red. And I was thinking about, wow, can you be critical of Silky for having a color throughout her wardrobe that she's using a lot when you have Jan and Raja constantly wearing purple? So, but I feel like Silky never like made an announcement or said like red's my color or what I want to wear. Or maybe she made like a conscious decision, like red's a power color. I want red to be incorporated in all my outfits when I go back to All Stars. So I guess I have some questions more so for Silky. Is this outfit bad? No, I really do like the fringe. I like that it's sparkly. I always love this type of hair. But it looks great on Silky, and Silky always I feel like Silky is always very well put together visually, and her face is always beautiful. It's just we sort of seen this in the denim look that she did for the blue ball, and then we saw the red she did for the milk person also. So it's just kind of like it's not as different or a departure that you'd see Jan or Raja doing, even though they're wearing the same color. That seemed pretty long-winded, but I got it all out. Yeah, but I definitely think her look that she created, or I think she created with Soju, this is definitely a step up. And it's mostly probably for other people, wish it was a little bit more like on the nose. So maybe the same color would have been like a good idea to stick with. Next up, we have Trinity K. Bonet. There's something, and I wonder if it's a part of her like presentation for the way that like she walks in the garment and is presenting it. Because it seems like she's a little bit like, and I don't know if this is a character, but like older, more mature. Like, is she trying to portray that? It's something about this that reads that, but this is a lovely, lovely, lovely beaded outfit. They made a Queen of the Dam reference, probably because of the piece in the on her head. But this is amazing from Trinity. She looks so polished and put together, and like this is very intentional, very thought out, attention to details. I'm sorry. But yes, I'm standing Trinity still. This is a really, 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 really good look from Trinity. And that's all the looks that we have for the redemption today. Oh, no, we don't. That is a lie. Almost for, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Yara. And we have Yara Sophia, and Yara's also doing a promo look, which I feel like a promo looks like easier to redo, especially if you did not, if they put you in the outfit in the first place. But once again, this is a really good look. It's very Yara, it's still spooky. It's just sparkly and more glamorous. And Yara did a good job with this. I expect this from Yara, I guess, but do I particularly, I don't know if I'm like personally wowed by it, but I don't have any like issues with it. I'm just like, oh, that's Yara, and she's wearing a nice looking garment. But I'm sitting here like, I don't know. So we'll just put this in the it's okay sort of category. But definitely, Scarlet Envy had the best look on the runway, hands down. Do 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 do. Yeah, like this is the look. This is the look. And it also makes me wonder, like, I wonder, could you do so well on the runway? And I'm not saying Scarlett did bad in the challenge. She didn't. She was safe. But could you do so well on the runway that you could win for the whole week? I would love to see that happen one day where someone is just like, I was so terrible in the challenge, but the runway was so good that they have to give it to them. I don't know what someone would have to do for that to even be thought of as a possible idea for the show. But again, I would love to see something like that. I would, oh my, that would blow me out the water. That would be amazing. So I'm gonna take another break because I'm gonna sit here and continue to gush over Scarlet Envy in the privacy of no. But yeah, I'm gonna take a break. Hello and welcome back to Best Friends Review. I wonder if you could hear that. Let's get right into it. So for the teams, I thought everyone did a good job in their commercials. Obviously, Fix It Bitch did the best, I would say, and then followed by the Exorcist Queens. They did a really good job. And then we have FAQ being in the bottom, which sort of no, it definitely makes sense. I thought I'm not FAQ, I'm sorry, RAQ, Rent-A-Queen, there we go. I feel like from Exercise Queens, Kylie and Scarlett played their roles, and Eureka was the star of the show, which why not? So in this instance, I feel like Eureka carried Kylie and Scarlett. It was very Eureka heavy. How about no puns there? I mean it. Oh God, I'm digging the hole. I mean it as like Eureka did so well. Scarlett and Kylie were like supporting characters to her, and they played their position well. I actually thought that, you know, this might have been Eureka's win, but I guess not. And then for Fix It Bitch, I feel like everyone seemed very even. So I was sort of surprised when they picked Trinity as the winner because I felt very much like Trinity and Yara, like Yara had the same energy too that Trinity was giving. So I felt like, I don't know, I feel like everybody here in this particular group is very much on the same playing field as opposed to Exercise Queens, where Eureka stood out so much more. Then we have Rent-A-Queen. Once again, Ginger stole the show. And as I mentioned before, that's going to happen every time you're in a group with Ginger. Ginger's not going to not perform. So all the other contestants need to like be very aware of that. Like Ginger's gonna turn the party. She might not do it on the runway, but in the challenge, she's going to do it. That's why I'm sort of As far as like who's gonna win, I don't really have a clue, but I feel like Ginger's definitely gonna place somewhere in the top unless someone who's smart decides to get her out while they have a chance. 'Cause had I been playing the game as soon as I had the chance, as soon as I had the chance to get rid of Ginger, I would have got rid of Ginger because Ginger is really is competition. She just is. Jan did Jan almost, which isn't a bad thing because Eureka did Eureka sort of kind of. So I'm not gonna fault her for that. So really, just really put Ikaria and Silky in this sort of like bad position because it's like, how do you compete with those other two people? But I definitely will say Rinna Queen was the least successful. I'm not gonna say that they were like completely trash or garbage. No, that's not the case. There was just a lot going on, and it wasn't like cohesive enough. And maybe that's sort of the issue here is that they wanted it to be so broad and you could like use a Rinna Queen for so many different things that there was no like main focus that I got from like the other commercials from the other queens. Like Exercise Queen, I thought was very like effective in getting their message across about what they do. It was very like simple. They kept it simple, as Silky mentioned prior to this. And the same with Fix It Bitch, is like it's in the name. And I felt like Rent-A-Queen is too all over the place because like you could rent a queen to do various things, and they should have just picked like two or three, well, probably three things, maybe three or four things. No, three. Three things that they could like really highlight that they do. Not like, okay, they do dirt bike riding and they are personal grocery shoppers and they're telemarketers. Like, there's too many things going on here. But once again, overall, like, no one did like horrible. It wasn't like, oh my God, I can't watch this. It was nothing like that. Let's get into. Oh, well, let's just declare the winner. The winner of this week's challenge is Trinity. I really thought this was going to be Eureka's week. I really thought that their whole concept was so good, and Eureka just did an amazing job throughout. So I really thought that Eureka would get it, but I'm also very like happy for Trinity. Trinity also looked amazing on the runway, and she did a good job in the acting challenge. Like I said, I felt like everyone in that group was sort of close on the playing field with each other, as opposed to the other group with Eureka, where she just kind of like was the star. I feel like Trinity was a very very good supporting actress. Oh, how about I describe it like that? Their whole team was supporting actresses, where Eureka had two supporting actresses and was the lead. There we go. And Rinna Queen supporting. They were different people in the cast. There are various ranges. There we go. That's the right word to use. So after the judges' critiques, the contestants end up heading back to the workroom, and some things transpire. First off, when they get into the workroom, none of the contestants think, not think, congratulate Trinity on her win. They're all sort of consumed with pleading their case because, they want to stay. Also, I sort of wonder, and Jan mentions this at a later point, about like being eligible for a lipstick. If Rue puts you guys in the bottom, that means everybody's eligible for it. Is now if Rue doesn't put you in the bottom, then you're not. I think the real issue is here is not about being eligible. It's like, should you have been in the bottom in the first place? And I do think it probably would have just made sense for Rue to just decide, like, okay, you two are in the bottom instead of putting all four in the bottom. This also goes into like a production thing, like, hey, this is the chance for somebody to get somebody out who technically did not do horrible in the challenge and they just want to get out a threat. This was their opportunity to get rid of Ginger. I would definitely pick Ginger over Jan as far as like competition. I'd be way more scared of Ginger, and I would definitely get Ginger the fuck out of here because she's gonna keep doing well at these sort of challenges. Opportunity miss, but let's get to the opportunity. No, me trying to like make things work just isn't working. Like I said, no one congratulated Trinity, and then Trinity's just like, you guys came in here with this energy, and I'm in my feelings about it because when Yara won, you guys congratulated her. When Raja won, you guys congratulated her. And I'm just sitting here and y'all like don't even see me. Which I get it. I would have played it like this though. I would have been like, you know what? I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say in my confessional, but I'm not gonna bring it up. So they look bad when this airs because no one said congratulations to me. I would have like hoped no one had like mentioned it and been like, see. But they do end up congratulating Trinity. And Raj is just like, I love when people look at they break the fourth wall and they look at the camera like, is this fucking serious? That was the look on Raja's face. But I do feel like Trinity has like a valid, point about it. So Raja's just like, can we all give a round of applause to Trinity for da -da 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 -da, which was really nice of Raja. I feel like Raja is very self-aware this season, and she's self-aware, but I think everything is very authentic with her. I don't think she's putting on in any sort of way. Whew. So we got that out the way. And then the four queens are, well, Silky, Ikaria, Jan, and Ginger, who are all sort of like pleading their case, trying to let the other contestants know why they should stay here. And they also plead to Trinity, which I would have been like, after they sort of like ignored me, I would like, you know what? I don't want to talk to any of you guys. I'm just going to pick whoever I want to pick. That would have been way more interesting to see Trinity do. But alas, Trinity talks to everyone, and some people she says, hey, you don't have to worry about nothing. You're safe. And I feel like Trinity probably already had her mind made up, so I don't think, anything was gonna change from like talking with anyone, even with the group though. I feel like, and I hate this group mentality thing, like, oh, we all gotta vote the same way. No. You could easily have a different perception of how things are going based off of what team you're in and what you see. And I don't, it doesn't make sense for everybody to sort of be on the same page. Like, how do you really feel about it? Who do you think should go home? And I definitely think it should be based off of a day to day. Did you excel in the challenge or did you not? Not a track record or not what you did on your previous season, because the reality is that has nothing to do with what's going on here today, today, yesterday, and 8 years ago don't matter. It's what you're doing right here, right now on the stage. Because there's a lot of people who, oh, well, they can't go home. They're a former Miss, whatever. They place top two, top three in their season. They can't go. No, yes, they can. They can go home. If you do not step up to the plate and do the assignment that is asked of you, and if you fall short, this is where you should land. Once again, this is my TED talk. No, this is my rant, and it's over about that sort of thing. I really should there. Yeah, I really do think for my own personal feelings that like it should just been a bottom two. Like this, whole like deciding, oh, it's gonna be a bottom two today or a bottom four, or it's gonna be a group win today, but so and so is gonna win. Like all that bull crap, like I need consistency from the judging. That's all. Because if that's the case, every time there's a group challenge and a group loses, everybody needs to be up for elimination then, and not, pick and choose at that point then. Which one is it? And I feel like the show is just kind of like doing whatever. And I feel like people would really like a little bit more, or at least I would, more consistency in how they're gonna do the judging and how it's all gonna break down. Ooh. I said a lot, and you know what? I think I needed to. Because it drives me up the wall. It really does. So the queens get to do their voting, and Trinity comes back out, which Trinity, this whole like, this is giving me like 80s vibe sort of outfit. It's mostly like the color combination. But outside of that, this is a really good look from Trinity. I know I'm like, why am I going on about it? But it really was. It's good enough to go on about. So we find out who the lip sync assassin is, and the curtain. Oh, was it a curtain? The screen. There we go. It's not a curtain. The screen slowly rises up and is rising, is rising, is rising. And we don't see anybody. And so then you hear, come on, seasons. No, wait. Does she say, come on, season six? And then she does the split. And then she says, let's get sickening. And it's Laganja Estranja. It is Trinity's season six sister. We finally get to see Laganja back on All Stars because honestly, I thought that this wasn't going to happen in any capacity. So great on Laganja. Also, I feel like this, if I'm not mistaken, she had recently announced to the world that she was trans. So good on Laganja. But like, I feel like this week for her was just like, just in the world was like, this was a good showing from Laganja. Like, I didn't go back to All Star to compete. Well, I felt like she was competing with the way she was doing this lip sync. But yeah, I'm glad to see Laganja back on my television screen. Oh, random side note, I forgot to mention that Tia Mallory was there, but I feel like Tia Mallory was just like excited to, she was happy to be there. She was like, this is amazing. So I, maybe that's sort of why I got that, because I felt like she just kind of was just kind of there. So, oh, also, I didn't mention that. I did mention that Trinity won, but she wins a $5,000 tip worth 5,000 orb bucks from Orbitz, which I still don't know if, like, is it the five, do they get $5,000 cash? Is it like both? 5,000 of it is. That's what I don't understand. It says 5,000 cash tip and a $5,000 worth of orb bucks. So maybe it's 5,000 in the orb bucks, but they're not going to say 10,000. Okay, I've done that housekeeping. Let's get to the lip sync. The lip sync is physical by. Okay, her name is Dua Lipa, right? Because a lip Lipa. I'm going to go with Dua Lipa. And if I'm wrong, God bless that woman, but I tried. So this was a really great lip sync. Laganja did every trick, split, kick, roll, everything. She did it all. And Trinity seemed like she was trying to keep up. Now I have seen a video where her sort of like one, two step count from Continental is what she's doing, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I have no qualms with someone doing choreography that they've already seen. You know it, and it hadn't been seen on this stage in that capacity. So I think it's very much okay to redo something like that. Yeah, but Laganja ate her up. Laganja, it's the one move where she does the death drop, I believe, or the splits, and then she gets up on her knees and then goes back into like another roll. It looked amazing and it was so like fluid when you see it happen. And it's probably the video and GIF that's circulating around everywhere. But I'm like, that was something I hadn't seen someone do on the main stage. Like, yeah, that was really great from Laganja. So the lipstick that is revealed is Suki Nutmeg Ganache's. Just from watching the video, from the episode, I'm sorry, you could very much tell like this was it's time to hit the farm, Silky type of situation, which I'm saddened by because I really feel like Silky is a good competitor and Silky has a lot to offer, and it wasn't her day today. But I hope that like this doesn't like stop her in any sort of way, and it just makes her want to be out there more and perform and show people what she can really do. Yeah, that was episode 3, Side Hustles. I thought it was great. Great, 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 great. Yeah. Once my only sort of thing is I thought that maybe Eureka would have been the top all-star this week. But oh, that would have been wild. I could to see like Eureka and Laganja lip syncing against each other. Simply because I feel like Eureka would have been like, okay, I'm glad I stretched before this. Let's do this. Like Eureka would have been splitting and kicking just as much as Laganja, and it would have probably been another epic lip sync. But not to discredit Trinity, she did a great job this entire episode. So we're gonna end on that note. Thank you guys for listening. Once again, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Make sure you like, rate, subscribe. We do new episodes of the current season, which is All Star 6, are uploaded every Friday. And then we also have the previous seasons that we're working through, which are uploaded every Wednesday. And I'm sure you're gonna enjoy those. Yeah, thanks for listening, and I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.